Gossip Girl here, your one and only source into the scandalous lives of Manhattan's elite.
The moment I met you, I've been falling for you.
Why don't you just tell Dan about it?
Because she has that tape of me and she'll use it.
You held a certain fascination when you were beautiful. I don't want you anymore.
Eventually, the two of you are going to have to work out your issues.
What if I told you I knew where Georgina Sparks was?
I'd say let's get to bed.
Thank God you called. I'm here looking for you right now. Where are you?
With me.
What are you going to do?
It's not what I'm going to do.
Who I'm gonna do it with.
The drugs were dad's.
Your father is facing some other charges.
Would you do me the honor of being my wife?
He proposed before we left, and I'm going to say yes.
I'm sure you'll make a beautiful bride.
You don't mind missing the after party?
No place I'd rather be.
Where is she dancing?
Who am I? That's
not the
secret I'll ever tell. You know you love me. XOXO.
Hey, Dan. I've been trying to reach you all night. I know it's early or late if you haven't slept like me. But, I'm pretty sure after this message I will have officially filled your voicemail. So, I'm coming over.
Is it? Hello, yeah, this is Rufus.
Wow. Have to check with the guys, but I'm pretty sure we're available. Okay.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
What?
I just got the call. Lincoln Hawk is hitting the road. We're opening for the Breeders.
I guess that luscious Jackson reunion didn't work out. Wait, what was your oh my God?
Oh, nothing. Nothing at all. It's day. As in wedding day, as in, my wedding day.
Right.
But, congratulations.
Thanks.
No, thank you, for last night. It was,
amazing. It's Bart.
That's what I was afraid of.
You want me to answer it?
You want me to kill you? Hello? No, I know, well, that's because we're not supposed to see each other on the day of the wedding. Okay, that's fine. I'll meet you in an hour. I don't know what Bart wants, but I have to go, talk to him.
What about any topics in particular?
Well, I'm sure I'll think of something.
Late plotting against Georgina. We must have dozed off.
And you were on the floor.
I didn't want to hurt my back.
Why? It's not like you ever do anything athletic.
Well, that's not entirely true now, is it?
Fine. Nothing that requires removing your scarf.
That was one time. It was chilly.
Enough about the past. Before you landed in my bed, we actually landed on a good idea.
Well, I trust you can take it from here. I have a best man speech to write and no time to write it.
Don't worry. I can be bitch enough for both of us.
I still got the scars on my back to prove it. You know, they say if you love something, you should set it free.
Oh! You say when you hate something, you should slam the door in its face.
I love it when you talk dirty, Blair.
Oh, wow. Stint rehab sure didn't slow you down a bit, huh?
You kidding? I haven't felt this good in years. Clean and sober. Lawyer's feeling great about the trial.
Nice. Well, sometimes things just work out, huh?
Sometimes they do. We can celebrate tonight at the wedding.
When's Mom get back from the Hamptons?
She's not going to make it. Landscapers royally screwed up the yard. Apparently all our shrubs look like circus bears.
She's going to miss the wedding to deal with that?
That and a leak we had in the basement. Place is a mess.
I just, was kind of hoping both of you guys can meet Vanessa.
Oh, right. Right, I forgot you had a date. Well, you and I can just hang till then. The Yankees are on today. Job is pitching lights out right now.
All right. Sounds good.
I gotta take this. my sponsor.
Oh, sorry. I'll just see you at home then.
Hey, it's me. Yes, yes, everything is discussed. Don't be late. Don't be early. I'll slip out right after the ceremony. Just be there, waiting.
I know it's early, but I couldn't sleep. I had to see you. And you're here, which means you slept here, which is a relief, but not a surprise.
Serena.
But that is surprising.
They say love conquers all, but maybe love never met Georgina Sparks. Poor Humphrey. Looks like our resident moral compass isn't such a straight arrow after all.
Serena, I'm sorry. The way Dana was talking, I thought it was over.
Over?
Maybe not exactly over. But
I should go. This is not what I had planned.
No, I think it's exactly what you had planned.
Serena, this is not Sarah's fault.
No, it's Georgina's.
Whatever.
I never meant to get in between you two. I swear.
Hey, please, it's okay.
No, it's not, because now she's upset.
Yeah, I am. You manipulative...
Oh, what are you doing, Serena?
You have been planning this the whole time. She's lying to you, Dan.
Goodbye, Dan.
I am telling him everything.
Tell me what? What is it that you need to tell me?
So, my mom took me to see his parents, and after talking to them, all I wanted was to come and find you and tell you everything. Do you hate me?
No, of course not. It's just... It's a lot. And I really, really wish that you told me this sooner.
No, I know it's my fault. I was just so scared.
I get it. I mean, hey, I think I killed someone and I'm being blackmailed by a crazy girl pretending to be someone else doesn't quite roll off the tongue.
But it's all over, right? I mean, we can fix this.
Serena, last night...
It's okay. You and Georgina and Vanessa were just hanging out, and it got late and you fell asleep. I'll see you at the wedding. When I told my mom not to go away with Rufus, I said it was because you and I were forever. I know I was right.
Dan.
All right, darling. What is the big mystery? What are we doing here?
This is the first building I ever bought.
Well, it's quite impressive. You got a good eye even back then.
Sometimes I like to come here just to feel how it felt the first time I saw it.
Well, there is a comfort in revisiting the things that we loved when we were young.
But the truth is, I'm not that young man anymore. I think maybe I've outgrown this place. And holding on to it is keeping me from moving forward with what's most important to me now. What do you think I should do?
I think you should let it go.
I agree. Now, can you do the same for me?
Hey, it's Sarah. You know what to do.
Voicemail.
Okay, like we talked about.
Hey, it's me, Dan. After you left, Serena and I got in a huge fight, and she said all this crazy stuff. I honestly don't know what to believe, but what I do know is that I want to see you. So call me.
Excellent work. She's totally calling back.
This is so weird. I don't normally do plots against people.
Don't worry, Virgin. I'll talk you through it. Right on schedule.
Hey.
I just got your message.
Oh, good.
So, sorry about this morning with Serena. That was very awkward, to say the least.
Yeah, a little bit.
Well, that's not really changed things for me. Serena and I left things kind of uncertain, so...
I think I want to end it.
I know I do. Will you meet me?
Our spot in the park by the pond.
See you there.
We're turning around. One last battle and the war is won.
Humphrey, you are a born liar.
Thanks, I think.
All that stuff about last night was genius. Anything you want to tell me?
No. Like you said, just born to lie.
Honestly, Dan, last night was fun, but... I didn't really know what it would all mean to you.
Well, I normally don't jump into things like that, so when I do, it means a lot.
Me too. So I think we should be together forever.
Georgina, look, Serena told me everything. All right, and I believe it.
No, you don't understand. She was upset and jealous. I'm sure she told you all kinds of things to make you think the worst of me.
No, just stop it.
I never meant for this to happen, but it did. And I know you feel it too. I mean, how else do you explain last night?
I don't know, and I wish I could.
So you're gonna go back to Serena like nothing happened and just leave me all alone? Oh, you're not alone, G. I'm here now, and I brought some people who really, really want to see you. I think you remember your parents.
The only thing feared by the spawn of Satan? Mom and Dad. Leave it to Blair Waldorf to know that bitches don't just happen. They're made by parents even more wicked than their offspring.
Okay, Mom, Dad, this is not what you think. You have to believe me.
There, Georgie. It's gonna be okay.
No, this time it won't.
Or it won't.
Your parents were so worried, G. They told me everything. How you're supposed to be on the equestrian circuit but sold your show pony for cocaine.
That was a difficult time, but I put that behind me.
When? When you were in rehab? It's hard to get clean when you hitchhike in a town, steal a credit card, and book a ticket to Ibiza.
You didn't see where they sent me. I mean, that place was awful. It was in Utah. At least I lasted longer than Lohan.
We were trying to help.
I've had enough. I have to go.
Georgina, stop.
Yes. Stay, Georgina. I'll go. Oh, that reminds me. I almost forgot to leave you with the information I discussed with your parents.
What's this?
Where you're going?
A boot camp for troubled girls.
Blair was kind enough to do some research.
Haven't you heard? I'm the crazy bitch around here. Have fun in reform school.
So, how long are you going to be on the road?
Well, I'll get the details. We'll figure it all out.
It's kind of cool, right?
Oh, it's very cool.
Affirmation from my son. This is an historic moment.
Well, last night must have been pretty historic as well, considering when I came home, you hadn't.
Yeah, last night was pretty special.
I'm sorry I skipped that early, by the way. Dad, I'd love to hear all about it, but I have a wedding. The wedding.
Right, the wedding, of course. So it's happening.
Yeah, that it is. And Serena told me something about you and Lily. I don't understand it fully, but the reason Lily stayed away is because Serena asked her to.
Thanks, Dan. That's, Well, just thanks.
Check out my latest creation.
What do you think?
Well, you cleaned up nice, Abrams.
Thank you.
Best man's speech going that well?
There won't be a dry eye in the house. Trust me. How did things go with poor Gina?
Not a dry eye there either.
Good to know I wasn't missed.
Dan Humphrey actually lent a hand. It was nice to see him get his dirty for once. Not sure how much fun he had, though. No one ever enjoys their first time.
Except you. Save me a dance?
Now that Georgina's done, so are you and I. She was the last thing we had in common. Break a leg.
I think I just did.
Here he is. Best man ready to do his dad proud?
Captain, good to see you.
Nate? Wow. Clearly I missed something when I was away.
Little advice, fellas.
You've been friends a long time. Whoever she is, she's not worth it.
Couldn't agree more.
That's the problem.
Go to the prenuptials.
Well, my mom's done this enough times, you think she'd be a pro by now, but I don't know. Her heart doesn't really seem in it.
You think this will be us in 20 years? Onto our fourth husbands?
A girl can dream.
Speaking of true love, Dan isn't here.
He's coming.
So all is forgiven?
I'm working on it.
What do you have to work on? He's the one that has to forgive you.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I'm working on.
You were supposed to get here during the reception so no one would know I was gone. You don't exactly blend in, you know.
You gonna pay me or not?
Favor and keep an eye on Mr. Archibald.
Need a hand with that?
Rufus, what are you doing here? I thought we had security.
You want them to throw me out?
Well, I'd like the option, considering how much I'm paying them.
So you want me to leave?
I didn't say that.
Do you want me to call it this wedding? And if you so much as nod yes, I will go out there, and I will tell your fiancé and your guests they have to go home.
Well, I didn't say that either.
We can figure this out.
No, can we? It's been 20 years. And I don't think this is the moment to hash out the details. Look, we've already had the morning after today. What's going to happen tomorrow morning?
Well, I just got a divorce. I don't want to get married again. At least not right away.
But I do. I've been alone for quite a while now, and you know what? It's hard. And I love Bart, not just because he has money. I have enough money. Not that you can ever have enough money, but I'm rambling, and I'm nervous, and you make me nervous.
That's a good thing, right?
There are just too many questions. Too many. What about Dan and Serena?
Whatever their feelings are for each other, if we're standing here 20 years in the making.
Yeah. Those 20 years, they have to count for something, don't they?
I think they count for everything.
Where's my mom? Shouldn't we be saying vows around now?
Your mother is a wonderful woman, Eric, but being on time, not a strong suit.
Let's pray Lily is as slow getting dressed as you are.
Did you know how to make a tie?
How do I know how to make a tie?
I hope Serena doesn't kill me.
For being a few minutes late to her mom's wedding?
Well, that amongst other things. I really have to talk to her.
Let me guess, Georgina?
I thought if I confronted her, it would make things better.
But it didn't, and now...
I'll have to tell her.
Don't tell him like the president. I'm going to find my seat, okay? Hey.
Hey, I have to talk to you.
I can't. I have to go.
No, it can't wait. It's not Georgina.
Dan, it's okay. I don't want
to
know.
You need to. I didn't sleep with her.
Oh. Well, then...
But I may as well have.
Serena, there you are. Come, yeah? Come.
I have to go.
And here we go. Are you sure about this?
Ask me again and I'll change my mind.
I love you, Lily.
I love you too, Marcus.
And have a great wedding and try not to trip or anything.
Oh, I can't believe you put that in my mind. Well, luckily, I have done this before.
Yeah.
Oh, how rude. Can you believe how late she is?
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today in the face of this company to watch this man and this woman totally F things up. Excuse me while I pull out a hanky and pass it to S&D. Looks like I'm not the only one who cries at weddings.
How's your food?
Good, thanks.
I was being sarcastic. You haven't eaten a bite.
Let's go somewhere quiet. You can talk.
Excuse me. I need some air.
You sure?
I'll be right back. I need to talk to you. Your father's leaving.
You just have to call my mom.
Everything okay?
No. Yes.
Just ask to have the car brought around.
He probably left his phone in it.
But before the ceremony, I saw him with a guy doing a deal. Looked like drugs.
My father is clean, Chuck. What are you spying on?
Look, I know you hate me. I was in love with Blair, and I'm sorry. We do not have time to argue about this.
Whoa, stop. Dad, what the hell are you doing?
I left you a note at home.
Yeah, what's it say?
It says I'm sorry.
For what? Dad, if you relapse, it's okay. We'll get you help. Chuck saw you earlier.
I wasn't buying drugs.
Passport? You're skipping town?
I'm going to be a much better father to you from Dominica than I will be from jail.
No, Dad. I know you're scared. But we'll get through the trial.
No, we won't. I'm guilty, Nate. I'm facing 25 years.
So all this stuff about things looking good and working out, huh?
Yeah.
What about Mom? Who do you think's paying for the private plane? Any of this.
I didn't want you to know anything. Be an accessory.
Just the best thing for everyone.
I need you to step up right now. Be the man of the family for your mother.
It's been that for a while now.
Nate.
It's for Mom.
Like Nate isn't a fan of the fish. First date.
Claire, I'm with Nate and you're at the singles table. Deal with it.
I just feel sorry for you with all. Dating an Archibald is a tortured process. The endless supply of family drama. The fact that he never really got over Serena. Though falling for someone who's in love with Serena, you already know how that feels, don't you?
Hey, have you guys seen Shaka's summer speech?
I'll look for him. Maybe he's with my date. Excuse me.
Thank you.
It's your dad. It's bigger than all the other stuff.
Look, I'm sorry. For all of it.
So am I.
So you said you loved her. Well, never heard you say that before. About anyone.
You ready to go back in?
I don't think I'm going back in. Just, tell Vanessa I...
Tell Vanessa what? They're looking for you inside.
It's a long story.
I have time.
It's okay. So, you hooked up with Georgina. I kind of figured that when I saw her coming out of your bedroom this morning, but...
I'm willing to let it go. I don't want to break up with you.
Maybe I want to break up with you. Maybe I can't just let it go. You lied to me. Over and over, and it was easy for you.
No, it wasn't easy.
I got seduced by a girl pretending to be someone else, and you knew.
But I couldn't say anything.
Well, because you were afraid I'd find out you thought you killed someone.
I was hoping you'd understand.
I am the most understanding person in the world. But this? And this is not about who you used to be, your past, or who you were when we met. I mean, the only reason I was with Georgina was because yesterday morning you slept with two random guys you met in a bar.
No, I didn't. I just said that.
How is that less crazy?
Because I thought it would be easier to forgive than what I really did. So what, Dan? We're exactly where we were at the Bassett's Brunch when we first started dating. I'm not who you thought I was, and you can't forgive that.
I just think too much has happened. I don't know how to make things go back to what they were.
So that's it then? It's just... Have a good summer. I'll see you back at school.
Yes. Yeah.
I'd like to propose a toast. My father is someone who goes after what he wants. And Lily Vander Woodson was no exception.
In typical Bassman fashion, his pursuit was direct and at times not exactly subtle. One thing I learned from my father's courtship of Lily is the importance of perseverance. That in the face of true love, you don't just give up, even if the object of your affection is begging you to. One thing I learned from Lily is the importance of forgiveness. She gave my father the gift of a second chance, and in kind, I've watched him become someone actually worthy of that gift. And one day, I hope I'll be lucky enough to find someone who will do the same for me. To the happy couple.
That was quite a speech. All your hard work must have paid off.
That wasn't what I wrote. I was inspired in the moment. Look, I know I said some horrible things, even for me.
You mean blogging to Gossip Girl about our sex life and comparing me to your dad's sweaty old horse?
What's your point?
What's yours?
You don't belong with Nate.
Never have, never will.
You don't belong with anyone.
Sorry, I'm looking for Vanessa. Have you seen her? I'm trying to get out of here.
No, I haven't seen her.
Okay.
Serena, Dan, out on the floor.
Oh, no.
Bride and groom are asking for photos. Here we go.
That's not necessary.
Yes, it is. You're going to want to remember this night forever. Yeah?
I'm sorry.
Put a smile.
Let's take it slow this time. Do it right.
Chuck Bass is romantic. Who knew?
Now you do. That's all that matters.
He's gone. You can let go now.
I know. I don't want to.
Hey, Jen.
Oh, my God, Dad.
Well, hello to you, too.
Mom's out getting bagels, Dan's at the gallery, and the mail just came.
Well, I appreciate the play-by-play. It feels as if I'm there.
Yeah. Well, the letter came from Parsons about my internship.
What does it say?
I don't know. I'm too scared to open it. What if I didn't get it?
What if you did?
Okay. Open it. Hold my hand over the phone.
I got you.
And... Ah, I got it!
That's great, Jen.
Does it say who it's with?
Yeah, it's with Eleanor Waldorf Designs.
Wait, isn't that Blair's mom?
Yeah. Yeah, it sure is.
So, Tuscany with Chuck. Sounds romantic. Minus the Chuck part.
He invited me. In his father's private plane. And I was headed to France, so.
So, it's worth a week with Chuck to avoid airport security?
Oh, don't worry. I'm in a fresca.
Oh, gross.
What can I say? He brings out the worst in me. And weirdly, I think I bring out the best in him. He's been a perfect gentleman this whole week.
Is that why you're driving yourself to the airport?
He wanted to see his dad before he left. Besides, we're taking the helicopter to Teterboro. I have to sit in the jump seat so that I can tell the pilot if I have any thoughts on his flying.
Oh, B, what's it going to take to get you to relax?
Chuck.
Oh, God, my ears are bleeding. Make it stop.
You going to be okay? Alone all summer without your best friend who always gets you out of trouble?
Yeah, I'm looking forward to staying out of trouble for a while.
Have you talked to Dan?
No, not since the wedding. It's for the best. For him, for me. I'm fine. Really.
Yeah, I'll be taking off soon. I wanted to catch my dad before I left, see how the honeymoon went. Catch a glimpse of a man in love.
Well, why don't you just take a look in the mirror, Chuck? Taking Blair to Europe, huh? Things are getting pretty serious.
It's no big deal. My dad's jet was going to Italy on business. Blair was going to France. So are you planning to spend the summer sweating it out in Brooklyn?
I think my time across the bridge is over.
Nathaniel, what happened with you and Punky Brewster?
So tell me, what exactly happened with you and Man Bangs?
He is prettier than me, but that wasn't the problem.
And what was it then? The whole perpetually stone brooding guy thing?
I actually enjoyed the quiet. It was a nice change of pace from you.
Hmm. Was it as past with Serena?
No, that's just your issue.
It must have been the different worlds thing, right? One of you always feeling like a fish out of water?
I know exactly what you're doing. Ask me enough questions about Nate, and I won't ask you about Serena.
Best offense is always strong defense. I'm not ready to talk about it.
Her.
Good, then maybe you'll be quiet for 30 seconds.
No. You better get used to it, Abrams. Welcome to the summer of Dan Humphrey. Babbling at your ass 24-7, from dusk till dawn. Come every day, you're gonna be so sick of me.
It's been 13 years, and I'm still not sick of you.
No, not for lack of trying.
Oh, Vanessa's a great girl. I just have too much going on right now.
All right, bye.
Hey!
Hey!
I was just seeing off Blair.
I was just on the phone with Chuck.
Blair and Chuck. Now, there's a couple you can root for.
Yeah, well, if they're happy, I guess I'm happy.
Oh, come on, Nate. When have you ever been happy?
Wow, the gloves are off today, aren't they?
I am feeling frisky. You know how I get in the summer.
Yeah, I do.
Well, you won't have to witness any of it. I'm locking myself away in the Hanson's house. Well, it is a summer to reflect alone.
I could not agree more. I just need to take a break away from everything and everyone.
Yeah. Hey, if you want to reflect alone together, I'll be around.
What are you up to now?
Excuse me, is that the BAT helicopter?
No, it's not here yet. Are you on the Bass marketing team, too?
No, I'm a guest of Chuck Bass.
If he's anything like his father, he must be terrifying.
He's not all bad. He's taking me to Tuscany.
It's romantic. So, where is he?
On his way. I had to get here early. I like the jump seat.
Oh.
What?
Nothing. It's just, I like the jump seat. I have this thing about flying, and it makes me feel more...
in control?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who was that?
Blair. I should get going. Just wanted to see you before I disappeared for the summer. I'm glad you had a good trip.
I hope you have a good trip, too. You deserve it. And I must say, I'm proud of you.
Pat, my best man speech was a week ago and it was nothing.
Polite, modest. You really are growing up.
Let's not get carried away. I plan on holding on to my youth for as long as possible.
Sometimes that choice isn't up to you.
That's the best thing about Blair. She knows me. Knows I'll never change.
Yeah. Until you take her away to Europe on a private jet. That is going to change everything. But that's a good thing, son. Having a real girlfriend will force you to learn about responsibility, sacrifice, being faithful, taking into account somebody else's feelings, not just your own.
Feelings.
All the partying, the women. You will come back from this summer a new man. Take my word for it.
Oh, I will.
Oh, there you are. This is Amelia. She's been helping me with the apartment renovation.
Great. Nice to meet you.
Amelia. A moment.
What's this?
I was hoping we could discuss what you have planned for my room.
And who are you?
I'm Chuck Bass.
Everything all right?
Yeah, it's Chuck. I guess his dad is getting in late and won't be able to make the flight. But he's booking something commercial.
Well, I'd be willing to flip you for the jump seat.
Bart did just get the jet reupholstered. And I do like when the ladies make you those cookies. What's 10 hours? Absence makes the heart grow fonder, right?
They say a leopard can't change his spots. But some things do change. The path not taken can become a road trip. Being grounded can lead to something groundbreaking. And whether they're sweating it out on the sultry sidewalks or cooling their heels in the Hamptons, no one does summer like New Yorkers. Grab your shades and your sunblock. This one looks like a scorcher. Until then, you know you love me. XOXO, Gossip Girl.